sunshine out. Mother's been so happy, seems so sad. Melancholy feelings comes over me. Cause I know I was wrong all along. Cause I'm just sick here, I'm feeling sorry for myself. Stop the rain. Put my heart up on the shelf.
My window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Was Ann Peebles with the famous "I Can't Stand the Rain Against My Window." I remember it when it came out as a Tina Turner one, and I actually even liked the Tina Turner one, "Guilty Pleasure." This is Groove on the Wireless. You're listening to Dr. Groove on Radioactive International, and we need the money. So if you've got money, send it to us. If you like what you're hearing, hit a big subscribe or donate button. It's on the front page, and send us some. And there's some nice T-shirts as well. Weather is miserable here. I had the pleasure of trying to send a card. My sister lives in the States and she asked me to send a card to a 7-year-old boy. So I got a nice postcard of lovely scenes from Ireland, and I noticed on the back of it, it said that our weather was very fresh, which I think is a great classic understatement for immense amounts of moisture in the air at all times. And that's why I started off with the Average White Band, which are a band from Scotland, funky boys from Scotland who knew a lot about rain, I'd say. But obviously it's metaphorical because it's some woman has left them and that's why they can't stand the rain. And Anne Peebles didn't like the rain because it brought back memories. So we'll go from rain to sunshine, or there ain't been no sunshine around.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, 'cause she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wondering this time where she's gone, wondering if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Hey, you're gonna leave young thing alone, 'cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime.
Yes, that was The Sound of Interpol. And before that, we had a previous band was Joy Division. And I notice Peter Hook has just written his book about his time in Joy Division. Just a bunch of lads from Manchester acting out. And then Ian Curtis went and killed himself at 23. So that seemed to be the defining moment in that band. But every time I hear that, and particularly that song, Interzone, it just reminds me of what a great band they were. And obviously Interpol were massively influenced by them. And before that, I can't even remember where we started with all this. It's been a bit of a party season recently, because I was out at the weekend doing various gigs, DJing and stuff like that. And so now I'm putting away my clothes and trying to... and I've got a little moaning cat beside me, Pancho, who could be a star. So you're listening to Groove on the Wireless, and this is Radioactive International, broadcasting from Dublin. Most of us are from Dublin, but we're internationalists, really. You can donate to the station, which is good. That would be great. And you could also email me, dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org. We're going to continue with a bit of a funky tune taken from the City of God soundtrack. So we're going to change tack from the guitar-y misery that might be associated with Interpol, and before that, Joy Division. In fact, I remember John Peel saying that when he first received Joy Division, he heard a lot of other bands that were sounding like Joy Division. And so it just started a period of 9 years of bands trying to sound like Joy Division. And I think Interpol were really the next ones that sounded most close to them. Anyway, on with some funk from Brazil.
Thank you. What you wanna do?
It's your thing, and I do what I want to do. It's your thing. And that, nobody tells me who to sock it to. That's the words of the Isley Brothers, taken off a Raw Soul compilation, which was given out by Mojo, I think, all that time ago. I'm always embarrassed if I buy Mojo. It's kind of like a middle-aged crisis. It's like you've given up. You haven't an idea what's going on in music anymore. So people my age, or older even, start telling you, well, you know, all those old albums are great, so you should just keep listening to them, and they don't tell you about anything that's new and exciting. And so that's a bit sad. But it's been raining for 3 days now. This show was kind of built up as a composite over a period of time, and the rain has just stopped, and we've got a spectacular sunset. I've got two cats in with me here on the bed. Usually Pancho is much more noisier than that. I don't know if the microphone's going to be good enough to pick it up. We're going to go on with... So we started that whole set off with music from Brazil, taken from the Gods, City of Gods soundtrack. Then we went into a little bit of Womack and Womack, which was taken from a compilation of Larry Levan tunes that he used to play in the loft, or was it no Paradise Garage in New York. And then we finally went into the Isley Brothers with a bit of Raw Soul, and I think the soul started because that all that rain was seeping into my soul. But now that the rain has lifted, here on Groove on the Wireless, we're going to go on with something that I've heard Crossy play recently at a gig. Crossy's my fellow kind of DJ, and we've been doing... He had a show as well on Radioactive years ago, and he recently played this out live when we were doing a battle for Rabble, which is a free magazine, which you can pick up. Issue 5 should be coming up soon. So there's loads of things that we're involved in. But Crossy, as per usual, showed me the way in terms of this track, because I'm not really a big fan of the Pet Shop Boys, but then DJ Hell got his hands on it and you'll know the tune instantly and has made it much better. And it actually sounds a little like they're using samba rhythms in it, so there is a tangential link with Brazil. So we'll go on with that and see where that takes us. You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
How much do you need? How far have your head, you think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls.
Shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it? Do you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft option?
There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare? There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or care? There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. There's a limit to your care.
As is shite.
Big dose,
okay, so that track was James Blake with But There's a Limit to Your Love. That's what it was. And you're listening to Groove on the Wireless. And that was Mam. I say hello to my listeners, Mam.
You say hello to
You me. Say hello. You say hello now.
Hello there.
Hello everybody.
Hello everybody. How are you?
Was it exciting today?
I'm enjoying it.
Was it exciting? This is, yeah, exactly.
Very
this is,
exciting.
Was it exciting today
yeah.
In the soaps, in the world of the soaps, was it exciting?
Yeah, it was exciting.
Today. What happened today? It was at Coronation Street.
Which was
best? Was it Coronation Street or EastEnders? Which was best between those two?
Between, yeah, what you got and lost his child.
Somebody lost his child, lost yeah, his the child, big lad. Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't very smart.
That's not very smart.
No, a bit careless.
His child was missing, but it was the one out of the rover.
Yeah.
Took it out.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't actually kidnapped or anything. No, well, that's good. We could breed. We could breed a sigh of relief for that.
I think I should put up that with the motor insurance upstairs.
All right, okay, we're doing a bit of filing here. But we're going to write a letter off to tell this guy that he has his shite, aren't we? What's his name? Mr. Reagan. He has his shite if he thinks he's getting money out of us. That's a good old fighting attitude. I wonder where I get it from. Okay, so we're going to go on with the next band. The next band up is a band called Holy Fuck. And the name of the next song... That's terrible, isn't it? Where do you get these now? They're really, it's a really good band. So what's the name of the song, ma'am? I told you. It comes out when you jump out of a plane. What is it? Hole in the...
parachute.
Very good, yes. So parachute. This is Holy Fuck with Hole in Your Parachute.
Get rich, that's how it goes. everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. Plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows, that's how it goes, oh, everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody knows, that's how it goes.
Let's get this in the break. Let's get this in the break. DJ Aaron McCree.
Better DJ on two turntables.
Better DJ
on two turntables.
DJ Aaron McCree.
Better DJ on two turntables. Better DJ on two turntables.
DJ Aaron McCree.
Better DJ on two turntables. Better DJ on two turntables.
DJ Aaron McCree.
Better DJ on two turntables. 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 Better DJ on two turntables.
DJ
Aaron. You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.